Heat are going to announce who replaced Mike B?
That's a great question.
When does that happen? Do we get, like, finalists? Can I be a judge?
You want to be a judge?
I think I should be a judge.
I think that that process has already happened.
Do you think they've picked already? You think they're down to the finalists? Like,
when it comes to things like that, do you think that they actually go through, like, it's a worldwide search, as they say?
I don't know.
I don't think so, man.
I would imagine whoever filled in for him has got an upper hand.
That's what I'm thinking.
But maybe they want to do something completely different. You know, maybe they want to do something that's completely away from Mike B because there's no replacing Mike B.
Just when we got Giannis, can he just do the first game?
Can he just do
the first game?
I'd love to know from him how he would have done it.
I know. Get him on.
Antetokounmpo 3.
If you're saying that.
From him.
Antetokounmpo for 3. That's the last thing you really want to say.
Oh, I don't know. He's working on his shot, dude. By the way, big news. Oh. I don't have to pirate it tomorrow. It is on my subscription.
It's huge.
Very excited. I just saw this on FIBA's Instagram when Brittany and I were walking back from the coffee department. And I looked, and it's got Nico Jokic, Victor Wembanyama, tomorrow on DAZN. I'm like, hot dog. I don't have to pirate it.
It says Nico Jokic?
No, it says Jokic.
Oh, Jokic. I was like... I was about to say.
That'd be something if he got the billing over Joker. That'd be impressive. But let me tell you something. The world's going to recognize tomorrow. They're going to be like, who is this kid?
I think they already know who he is.
They're going to know.
Joker comes back from wherever he lives in the offseason, like last minute? Like he ain't over here working out and doing stuff like you see all the other guys.
He looks in very good shape for Joker. He looks in very comparatively how he's look. He looks very in very good shape.
I think we take
how a guy plays and make him in shape or not. I just think that's the way he plays, and he plays a ton of minutes. So I don't know how people could think he's not in shape.
He looks and he's just nobody can move him. So
right.
I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't change anything if I was Joker. He's got it down to a science. Plus, he just has to go play with horse. He's fine. He's got it all figured out. We don't have to dive into this one anymore. So, crazy. Jennifer says he should have said coffee run. It wasn't really a coffee run. It's the coffee department.
I don't think it's more
like,
the kitchen.
You make it sound like there's HR here. There's here, and here's our coffee department.
Just specifically, like, yeah.
There are 3 different coffee machines there, are there not?
There's 2.
Is there 3? No.
There's 2.
There's 2 with a water machine.
Yeah, there's 2 with a water.
Which is technically a machine for tea.
I only know 1.
There's a K-cup. There's the Keurig with the little, if you want to make the cafecito.
That's the Keurig, and then there's an espresso machine.
And then there's also the water machine, which technically is for tea. So that's why it's a department.
It's a beverage department.
Exactly.
Or it's the kitchen.
It's the kitchen.
Right. Well, whatever. Nitpickers.
I don't know why they care.
Everyone's going after me. Bullies.
We spend more money on coffee machines than we do people.
Man, when it goes down, though, whew, trouble. That is trouble. Headlines, those are brought
to you. Can you drink any of the other coffees?
Can I drink any of
if
the
if there's
other
not
coffees?
Cafe Bustelo, I won't drink coffee.
I'm not drinking anything else besides Cafe
I'm
Bustelo.
I'm not drinking Dunkin' Donuts.
I've dabbled in the Dunkin' before, but no, I don't. No thanks.
That's literally dirty water. That's
I don't even like
water.
I don't particularly like any other Cuban brand of coffee, like Pilon, like
La Llave. You don't like La Llave?
Yeah. Is that the green one? Yeah, no.
I've been
Bustelo loyal.
Being Bustelo at work loyal. And being able to push that 6 ounce strong.
Mm-hmm.
Every other coffee I drink, if I drink coffee elsewhere, tastes like water.
Yeah. Yep.
So I just don't drink coffee anywhere but at work.
Let's get to our headlines. Those are brought to you by Doral Kia at a Domino's game. You'll always find your abuelito. Maybe with some Kevin Mostolo. Whenever you want a low price, you save with your pricito. Save now with your pricito at Doral Kia. Well, this is just a great quote. This is from Clay Ferraro from Local 10, a fantabulous quote that, where the hell did it go? I hope he didn't delete it. Hold on. Yeah, here we go. This is from Kane's practice. K Canes OC Shannon Dawson is speaking, and this is a quote from Clay Ferraro's Twitter. Quote, "Sometimes it's not about the great plays you make. It's about the dumbass plays you make." End quote.
Swag penalties.
I like it.
Like, everything's going great. You're moving the ball down the field, and then somebody does something. Yeah.
That Shannon Dawson's a rascal. He's always got that look like he wants to do a trick play, but Mario Cristobal has to rein him in. He's like, trenches.
Right, which is why Mike McDaniel's going to work in L.A.
We'll see. I don't know.
Because I'm telling you, you have a guy who played quarterback that's the head coach, who likes to run the football. So when they do all that crazy stuff with the sweeps and double, he's going to be like, hey, man.
Oh, but when he busts out the Mally Cat, oh, I mean, those are that's good times. And Malachi Toney's just zinging it down the field.
So good.
Well, you know, didn't he play quarterback in high school?
Yeah, yes, he did. He could do it all. Oh, yeah. What a player.
Like, not like that was his only position, but he came in
quarterback. No, because the quarterback got hurt so they moved him to quarterback.
They won the state championship with him at quarterback.
You could just see the panic that just goes over. Oh, no, he's passing! And when he's going to throw to that intangibles, Barkate, oh, my God. Oh.
Goosey. My favorite is when they come out of high school and they put, what position does he play? And they just put athlete.
Athlete. He's the epitome of that, I think.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's good. Mario Cristobal spoke to the media this week. He was asked about their rankings position, and then he went on a whole thing about blocking out the noise.
I could give a rat's ass about what we're ranked.
That's,
yeah, of course. I said the same thing.
Put that on a tee for Cristobal. He's going to knock it out of the park.
It doesn't matter if you haven't played a game.
I think 12.
Yeah. No, not at all. He's like, he has no time for that nonsense.
Right.
Well, I think, you know what made it easy? I think 12 of the preseason top 25 last year ended up unranked. Is that accurate? Something like that, right? I mean, there's statistical data to last your lifetime. But you got to realize, we have these guys for, what's the legal limit? Whatever legal limit is, sometimes 3, sometimes 4 hours. When they leave here, man, 20 hours, take away your 6, 7, 8 for sleep. All those hours of everyone just, you know, heaping the praise on and whatnot. So the best way, okay, to approach that, in our opinion, and we don't have all the answers and we don't judge, but every day you battle for their minds, right? That space between their ears is the most important part that we need to affect during training camp. And the best way to affect that is with real deal work, the right type of truth-telling and confrontation to make sure that we get the best out of everybody and not let things slip as it relates to culture, to discipline, to doing things the right way and never coming off of it, even if you don't get the right result, you know?
What a guy. You know that he just wants to, like, tuck these guys in for, like, the hours that they're not there. He goes, all right, just no nonsense, just back to football.
Well,
I saw that on the Lyle arrest, did you see what the guy, he said, I visually estimated that he was going 130 miles an hour. I'm like, how can you visually estimate that?
So
visually,
that's going to go down the drain in court. Like, what?
I can't tell what that is.
You can't.
I'm going to say he was going 130. 130.
Wait. Are we allowed to do that now? I just eyeballed it.
I think you can for certain, you know, so like, let's say they were chasing. And then he's like, oh, he sped up even more. Because I think they caught him on, according to the report, I think they caught him out of speed. And then, like, he obviously was trying to get away. And then he visually estimated is what the police report said.
What was he driving?
I don't know.
That's what happens. You get that NIL, you can get the fast cars.
Wow. Let's see. Well, attempted to flee a traffic stop, according to the Miami Herald, Lyle was arrested last week. Charges of aggravated fleeing. I've never heard of that. Turned himself into Sunrise Police. It was around you, Leroy. He was spotted driving on the Sawgrass Expressway around 7 p.m. He was clocked by an officer going 92. The speed limit is 65. When the officer tried to pull him over, he allegedly sped up and got to as fast as 130 miles per hour while making rapid, abrupt lane changes.
Well, of course, if the speed limit, if you're going twice the speed limit, of course your movements are going to be rapid. You're going twice the speed of everybody else.
But I don't see a car on here. I don't see what kind of car it was. But I'm going to imagine.
Well, you're very limited in what cars can go 130.
Yeah. Dade's house is probably a Hellcat.
I thought those were not even made anymore.
NIL can make it happen.
It was a car that can go fast.
It was a BMW.
Oh. Yeah. Those are notoriously bad drivers in Miami.
Sheesh. Here was more of Mario Cristobal on blocking out the noise. He loves that.
That place out there, Green Tree Practice Field, okay, that's a real thing. And for us to accomplish what we not want to accomplish, the work out there, the discipline out there, the conditioning out there, the physicality, playing with violence on the field, right, doing all those things, that's what you pack with you when you go to Hard Rock or when you get on a plane and you go and play wherever you're going to play Thursday, Friday, Saturday, 12, 3, 6, 5, 9, 10, whatever time it is. So that's the way that we combat it. I don't know. Again, that's our opinion. And we think it's been valuable for us, but I guess let's go find out, right?
Wow. You packing anything with you? Green Tree.
I don't even – you know what's crazy, though? Coaches talk like that, and I'm not even saying that what he's saying isn't true. From a player's perspective, you don't even think like that, right? Like, you want to win, and you're competitive, and, you know, you feel that you're prepared. But I always believe even if something goes awry, what has to get you through those moments is your competitiveness, not the stuff that he's talking about. If you've got a team full of competitors, and that's, you know, what most coaches say they want. They want competition. They want guys competing. They go, because when you get in these tough moments in a game or wherever you are, you can fight through it if you're just competitive.
Timbo Slice has a nothing burger with tough sauce.
Yep, tough. Pretty much.
Yeah, tough.
Spicy tough sauce.
Yeah, it's got some bite to it. I love yep. that. Weather update that's brought to you by Tornado Roofing Contracting. Have a leaky roof. Take action now. Get your free estimate. Call 954-968-8155. And it is currently in Miami, 91 degrees.
This barely is barely 12 o'clock.
Extreme heat warning is what I have on my phone. Not just a heat advisory. Extreme.
What direction is the wind coming out of?
I don't know, dude. That's your department.
No, they're but saying, I see clouds and I like it looks like it's coming out of the north, but I
northwest.
Northwest. Yeah. Mm. All right, that's the way my clouds are moving.
They're saying that we can get up to 112 heat index today.
Jeez.
Really? Mm-hmm. Not me. Whew. My heat index right now is 77.
In your house?
Oh yeah.
We'll take a break. More to come here on the show. Back after this. All right, welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. So excited I get to watch the game tomorrow. Oh, my goodness. I'm so glad. Now that I
Will
know.
Will you stop it with this?
Now that I know I don't have to find a pirate feed for this, this just made my week even better. By the way, good job by DAZN. Covering the games people want to see. Very exciting. Need some Heat basketball in my life, man. I'm sick of Klay Thompson. Hey, Klay Thompson, when we get that buyout, all right, make it stink. You know you don't want to be there. I'm tired of waiting, Clay. Let's go. Chop, chop. Buyout. You know how much money we have? Enough of this. I'm at the bottom of the barrel when it comes to Heat rumors. Everybody's sending me Zabruder film of Davion Mitchell's Instagram. They're like, is that Nick Richards? I'm like, yeah, I guess. Like, nothing against Nick Richards. I'd love to have Nick Richards. Who doesn't want, you know, 9 points and seven rebounds from a 6'11 guy?
I mean, the Clippers paid $7 million for 8 points.
What is his agent got? Hypnosis?
His agent. Hall he must favorite. Have that same agent. Who's the pitcher that came down here for $80 million?
Wei-Yin Chen.
Yeah, he got that Wei-Yin Chen agent.
It's like, yeah, you're going to – well, Bradley will come back, but multiple years.
They couldn't even trade Wei-Yin Chen.
No, well, they tried to do the okey-doke. They're like, he's going to opt out after 2 years or what? Not.
Nothing. That was the first English he spoke. I stay here.
Yeah.
What?
I love the way the teams plan that, right? Oh, he'll opt out. Really?
Yeah, that was a Loria special. Loria was like, oh, yeah, yeah, Wei and Chen, we're going to put him out there, and it's going to work. It's like, he was terrible, dude. $80 million down the drain.
That's why you need to trust the people you hire to do that job. Like, always beware of owners that want to be GMs, right? Because they're not putting the same amount of time in as the GMs, the scouts, and whatever.
Karen says the cops storm into Tobin's house for a Pirate Serbian channel.
Really?
No, officer, I actually paid for it. No, you didn't. Nobody even knows how to pay for that. You pirated it. I swear, I have the annual. I have the annual.
I have the receipt.
I have the annual.
I just like would love to see the statistics, like the data on how many people pay for that subscription in the United States of America.
I think it's me and that Draft Express guy who used to work for ESPN. I think that's the list.
I think that is the list. I
just wanted to watch Jovic. Sure you did, pal. Tell it to the judge.
What's wrong?
He's so disappointed in you.
I don't understand why.
I don't like.
I just like sports.
There's moments in time where I allow you to be you, because it's fun. Yeah. You're a different level of fan. I give you that, right? I'm not even disputing it. I know how I am. You are like the direct opposite. It's probably why we get along so well.
Mm-hmm.
But this is even too much for you. I mean, dude is preparing popcorn and beers for Eurobasket. Not even the tournament to get into the World Cup. Not the World Cup qualifiers, but a friendly.
A friendly.
Well, you got to get ready for Norway, you know.
Is Norway notoriously good at Eurobasket?
Not at all. No.
I would. Okay. Does Norway even have anyone that's over 6'5"?
Holland,
but he plays soccer. I think Holland plays basketball for them. I don't even know if they're playing Norway, but it's one of those flags that looks just like Norway. Maybe they're playing Denmark. I'm not really sure who they're playing in their first qualifier. I know they're playing Italy, so we got Jovic versus Fontecchio. But that's not until the 30th.
Is Fontecchio the star of Italy?
Of course.
Then that shows you how good your team is.
Why?
If your star is struggling for minutes on your team.
Oh, dude, I saw a great Fontecchio stat today. Like a great Fontecchio stat today. Now I got to find it. But I was like, oh, yeah? They're sleeping on Fontecchio.
Hey, Brittany, you guys get mad at me for being on the internet? Like, you don't think
I held him accountable last segment.
I know.
When he was making fun of you and your Roadrunners.
I'm doing research.
Yes.
Okay.
You watch World Cup friendlies. I watch Roadrunner. Who doesn't like to see the real life coyote chasing a Roadrunner?
Most accurate wide open 3-point percentage per team. Fontecchio, number one for the Heat, 48%. Don't leave him open. Don't help off Fontecchio. If you help off Fontecchio, he's got you right where he wants you.
No. Let me just stop you.
Because, why, dude?
Because no block, no rock. I felt that's what was coming.
Oh, dude, I love that. I love that from the coach.
Of course you do.
What's not to love about that?
He's searching up the sound bite as we speak.
Hold on.
Yep.
Hold on.
Wait. What is Jennifer doing in the background?
She's mad at you.
She's mad at me. Tobin doing show research.
Yeah, I mean, our receivers are going to block. No block, no rock. How about that one?
That's a point.
I just can't get over it. Like, I got Mike McDaniel flashbacks on that one. I hate to admit
Yes.
Oof. What a bum. Jeff Hafley's way different. Much more concise. Now, I don't know if he's a good coach or not yet. That remains to be seen. But the press conferences, oh, so concise, so regular. Love it. And now he's throwing in bits. He's getting more comfortable. You throw in a bit. I'm not anti-bit. Everybody knows that. But everything's a bit nonstop with this Mike McDaniel, and he can't even get a sentence out.
I'm telling you, they're gonna love him.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see.
You don't believe this.
Hmm?
But I am literally telling you, having a former quarterback as your head coach will stop a lot of the traps that Mike McDaniel gets caught in, especially a guy that's a physical-minded offensive coach in Jim Harbaugh.
Yikes. Lowest wide-open three-point percentage per team. Jovich, 28.8%. That's got to come up this year. Starts against Wembanyama tomorrow, 2 p.m., everybody.
Yeah?
Yep.
All right.
You hear that, Nico? You're going to have all these wide-open shots with Giannis. None of this bull bleep. Time to live up her contract. Mama loves you.
You think she's talking about living up to a contract?
Yeah. She wants another contract.
Oh, okay.
She wants another contract.
Mixed contract.
That's
right. This isn't supposed to be. This is just starting place, not finish line. So you go out there tomorrow in that friendly. You better not be friendly to Wembanyama. You take your elbow, you put it right into his croissant. And when I go, throw biscuits. You put that thing with the thing with the threes under the nose. My baby boy.
But isn't his mom tall? So didn't his mom and dad play basketball also?
I don't know. I did see the Jovich family one time, and I was like, eh, mom is tall. Not surprising.
I mean, like, yeah, all right. Somebody has to be tall.
That's science from you, dude.
That's regular science, correct.
Don't let this Wembanyama roam around. You put the hand in his face, okay? Even on your tippy toes. Spo is watching. He called me. He said, you keep an eye on old Jovich. And don't let Jokic get all lazy either. We'll be watching on Courtside 1891.
You think his mom is even going to a friendly?
In Serbia? Yeah, for sure. 100%. Definitely. Okay. The Jovich family will be there. Where else are they going to be? Here?
Okay.
Yeah. Right.
Well, they might be here. I don't know. But I feel like if they're in Serbia, yeah, why wouldn't they be at a friendly in Serbia? It seems like the place to be.
I don't know that there's much else going on.
I mean, wow.
We're going to have a great day. We're going to the horse track. We're going to hang out with the Jokic's. And then we come to watch friendly. But we're not going to be friendly fans.
It's going to be great, dude. I can't wait tomorrow. 2 p.m. My life.
Nobody should be this excited.
It's 2 p.m. today?
Tomorrow.
No, tomorrow. Tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
We're already dealing with this today. Imagine how he's going to act tomorrow.
What do you mean? You think I can bet it on Kalshi?
I can assure you that it's probably not on Kalshi. I'd be shocked.
Right, very shocked.
For a friendly?
Well.
That's a new...
It's a real result, but not a friendly, you know?
That's really low. If you bet on
Why
a
is that low? I bet on Summer League this year. One at the buzzer.
That's still... That's, it's lower. I fear this is lower than that.
Yes.
Let's see. Hold on.
This is lower than Summer League.
It is.
Is it?
Serbia. Yes.
To bet on?
France.
A Eurobasket friendly? It's pretty low.
Euros champ. Nah, I can't bet on it.
Wow, I'm shocked.
I'm gonna talk to Kalshi.
Really? They're gonna send you a phone number.
What's that? One that didn't get it.
Dude. Did that sneak by? Did that sneak by when I said it?
No. We knew it. Take a break. When we come back, we'll play a little
Rats Off a Ship.
Next.
Rats off a ship. Game 6. rats off a ship.
Oh, welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. It's time to get to our favorite Wednesday game.
Rats off a ship. Pew, 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 pew.
Tobin, watching Eurobasket friendlies. Yeah. Rats off a ship.
Why, dude?
Thank you so much for adding the first topic.
So are you?
You guys are haters, man. I'm just living my life.
Let the man live. What is he going to actually do at 2 p.m. tomorrow?
Why can't I just watch Jovic against Wemby? Like, if I just said that on its face, Jovic and Wemby, you'd be like, ah, oh, that sounds kind of cool. Tobin, what are you watching that at? Oh, EuroLeague friendly.
Then everybody would go, you can't be serious.
Oh, I don't understand why.
That's about exactly how it would go.
You can't be serious.
I watch Judge Judy.
Don't act like you wouldn't like that either.
That's my dessert.
Oh.
I don't like the way
don't you
said
dare
that.
Put a sound. Don't you dare.
Dude. I can't quite figure out.
Your bestie?
Why Judge Judy?
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
still one of the most
because he fell for an AI picture.
It's not just about the picture. It's about the power, you know?
Oh, you like power?
I do, with her, yes.
Powerful women?
Don't pee on my leg and tell me it's raining. What do we have today, Jennifer, for rats off a ship, huh?
Oh, Lord. Okay, well, first of all, we have Scooby saying hi.
Hey, Scooby.
Anyway, Penn State frat boys are getting caught running a monster cocaine ring. Yeah.
Yep.
The head of operation was nicknamed Pablo Pledge Scobar.
Wow.
And if you would like to see how this man looks like.
That guy ran a cocaine ring? He looks like McLovin.
That guy.
Oh my God, he does.
That's
that
the whole guy. Point.
Exactly.
That's the whole point.
Wow.
Why would you ever look like a drug dealer?
Huh. Really?
Yep. He looked like he's about to do my taxes.
I got
to
tell you, I'm rats off a ship on a cocaine ring at Penn State.
I also feel like he looks kind of staged, too.
Like he's the lackey?
Who actually does his hair like that?
I don't know.
Him. It looks
he definitely put a curler in. I'm going to tell
Pablo,
you that right now.
Pablo Pledge Scobar does his hair like that. That, too.
And those glasses are not prescription. He's a liar.
They're blue light.
Jeez Louise.
Yeah.
They got busted with a cocaine ring, huh?
Why are you questioning the kingpin?
I'm not the only one questioning him.
Yeah.
That also just doesn't look like a mugshot.
No, it looks like his ID picture.
Oh, yeah. It looks like his pledge. Yeah. His pledge picture is what it looks like.
Oh, he surrendered to authorities.
He did. He turned himself in.
Turned himself in. I can no longer live a lie. I was the head of the cocaine bear Penn State ring. Jeez.
Be honest, man.
That's crazy. I'm rats off a ship on running a cocaine ring at Penn State.
Rats off a ship.
Penn State's already had enough problems. Like now they have a cocaine ring. No, I'm not for that. Learn some stuff in school. Stop running cocaine rings in your school. Rats off a ship. Leroy?
I'm rats off a ship. Like, really, in college now?
Rats off a ship.
That's crazy.
Jennifer?
I can't even fathom it.
I'm rats off a ship. I also feel like it's all deception. It's all a lie.
You think he's going to flip on somebody?
It's not him.
Why are you? He turned himself in, Jennifer. Why are you rooting for him?
Yeah, why so easily, huh?
Because they're ready to get him anyways.
You think like the cartel told him you better turn yourself in?
Yeah.
Because he looks like a stool pigeon. He looks like a snitch.
Hey, but here's the other thing. Out of all of the stuff we've known about people getting caught.
He looks miserable too.
Have you ever seen a drug dealer just turn himself in?
I think people, they had so much evidence. I think they could have just been like, he could have been, it could have been on the run.
You guys, people
have you
turn
ever seen a drug dealer
time?
Just turn himself in?
People turn themselves in all the time.
Well, they could have had other people and just been like, yeah. Hey, are you going to turn yourself in or are we going to manhunt you? And then you know, that doesn't go well right. for people. So it could have been something like that.
Okay. All right.
He wanted to go out on top.
Did he?
To some people, he might have.
Accused of being ringleaders, graduated 2 years ago, but continued to deal even after leaving the frat house, according to prosecutors.
So he wasn't even in college anymore?
No, he graduated.
People love, once they're a part of a frat, they just never let it go.
Can't let it go.
Well, that's true.
Right. But
I never ran a cocaine ring, though, to be fair.
But you've never let go of your days, have you?
I've never run a cocaine ring.
But you still rep your frat. Proudly.
I mean, I haven't worn like my letters in a long time. I have them in a closet somewhere. Can't remember the last time I wore my letters.
Wear them tomorrow.
Maybe. Then everyone's going to think I ran a cocaine ring, and I did not.
What's going to think that?
We kept it.
No lie. I don't think anybody would ever consider.
No, I don't think anyone would ever think that, Tobin. No.
That I ran a cocaine ring?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
We kept our crimes to misdemeanors, which was taking empty kegs and cashing them in at Total Beer and Wine so we could use store credit to get more alcohol.
You know, at a certain point, though, that becomes a felony.
Well,
there's a certain amount of money that you reach, it becomes a felony charge.
I don't know if we reached that. I think we were just under that. Sorry.
That totally checks out.
Just for clarity, this is all radio theater.
Yes, it is.
It's all for the bits, guys. Yeah, don't worry.
It's all a lie.
Described as an accounting major who was on the dean's list with a passion for numbers and financial storytelling.
A passion for numbers. And storytelling.
Main suppliers in the scheme, they frequently travel to Philadelphia and New York to pick up large quantities of cocaine from suppliers from 2023 to 2024. An undercover cop busted Robinson. The alleged dealer told the authorities they had been sold batches of cocaine up to 1 kilo, well over 2 pounds, for as much as $22,000. He distributed cocaine as recently as February 2026. Good God.
That's crazy.
I mean,
The documentary is going to be fantastic.
That's going to be on Netflix.
I can't wait.
You're on Netflix.
The only reason why I'm not rats off a ship is because I'm excited for that documentary.
A college kid that's like, well, here's the problem. Who's he running for?
Well, that's the point.
I don't know.
Right.
Apparently, one of the dads, I think, is involved, one of the attorneys, and they had pledges cutting up the cocaine, which is great. We never had pledges do that.
Never.
I never had one of my pledges cut up cocaine.
I'm going to go out on a limb here and just throw this out there. Like, we know.
I just want to be clear.
Why would you say that?
I just want to be clear. I never had one of my pledges cut up cocaine.
It makes you sound more guilty.
Right.
Never did that.
Oh my God.
Jennifer, where are your rats?
I'm rats off a ship. I already said that. So rats off a ship.
Brittany?
My rats are staying on the ship, you guys. This is titillating stuff, and I can't wait, like I said, I can't wait for the documentary to come out about this.
Oh, they suspended the fraternity.
I hope so.
Really? What do you think was going to happen to them when you got booted for just having parties?
Yeah, that was unfair.
I mean,
you got your frat kicked off campus?
Yep.
No, we got kicked off of housing, and they eventually got kicked off campus after I graduated. We still existed when I left. But we were not allowed to live on campus anymore because we got caught bringing
kids. We were on thin ice.
Wait for Schmeathan to say something about the thin ice.
You know what happens with Tobin on thin ice, right? Yeah, we got Schmeathan. What's number two, Jennifer?
How do we feel about the Marlins avoiding the sweep tonight?
I mean, I'm not rats off a ship. They got Sandy going. They've. I mean, honestly, they could have won both of these games.
They haven't played poorly. They just like the one game they got screwed, and then
yesterday,
and it was no guarantee they were going to win that game either.
No, but you would agree, right? It's a mojo killer.
Oh, I think he's frozen.
I think he froze. I couldn't tell if that was one of those lines that just stopped him in his tracks or not.
I thought he was reading a comment.
I thought he was just disgusted by me saying it was a mojo killer. Sorry.
He's back.
Oh, he's back.
Hey. He came back disappointed.
I'm back. I'm like, what are we doing? Like, just blinks.
Strange.
So
not rats off a ship?
No, I'm not rats off a ship. I mean, like you said, they were a play or two from winning the last two games. Unfortunately, this is a team they can't beat. I would like to get a Sandy win. But yeah, they need to win this game because they're chasing them. So you don't want them to get too far away.
Yeah, it'd be pretty brutal. They're already four back after this, the first two. So get one back. You're pretty much where you started from.
Where you started,
going into
correct.
The weekend, and then you can get back home where you're really, really good. Jennifer, your rats.
I'm not rats off a ship either.
Think Sandy gets it done, huh?
Hope so. You know what? There's always hope.
There is always hope. Brittany?
I'm not rats off a ship, though. Not with Sandy pitching. Can't be. Got to be optimistic rats.
Well, it's number three, Jennifer.
How do we feel about Malik Willis playing all the first quarter on Saturday? It's a preseason game.
Rats off a ship. I think a couple drives, maybe three, you know, is the most. I don't think he has to play all the first quarter. I guess it depends how the game goes. But, you know, give him a little bit more than he did last time, and then we dress rehearse against the Falcons, and then we go into the season. You know, that's how I'm at. So I'm rats off a ship on playing the whole first quarter. Leroy?
I'm not rats off a ship. He's a first-time starter, and you got to get him ready for the season. And you can't treat, I don't care, the job of preseason is prepare your team for the season. You can't treat, we don't want our starter to get hurt and what have you. Based on what you've seen this previous game, it looks like the offensive line can hold up. So what I would like to do is see them all play together for a more substantiated time, maybe another 10 plays. Maybe the first quarter into the second, and then the last preseason game, you play first half, first drive of the third quarter. They're all so young. They need the reps. The quarterback needs the reps. The wide receivers need the reps. The O-line needs the reps. The only person that I would say probably doesn't need reps is Achane.
Right.
But he still needs to get maybe 10 to 20 carries during the preseason.
I mean, who is the backup quarterback now? Is it going to be Cam Miller? Is that going to be because Quinn Ewers?
I don't know. That's the other thing. The other thing is when you throw another quarterback in there, you don't want to suck the life out of your whole football team because they know that the quarterback coming in sucks.
I saw that they worked out another UFL quarterback. I'm like, another one? Just keep tapping into
this
that UFL.
This slim pick is at the quarterback position.
You're not kidding.
Like, everybody just make it sound like, oh, we can go find another one. Can you?
Think we trade for Minshew?
No. Come on, dude. Really? That's your answer?
Just for some depth.
Some depth?
Yeah.
The next quarterback they sign is going to really push to be the backup.
Hmm.
That's not depth. Minshew come here to be the backup. Do you want Minshew as your backup?
I don't want Minshew doing anything.
Okay, then. Then why'd you mention his name? Why would you even bring it up?
First backup quarterback I thought of.
To bother you?
To make you mad, yeah, I was going to say.
Jennifer, where are your rats?
I'm kind of rats off a ship. As much as I would want to see more, I feel like
rats off a ship.
They need to get ready for football. You can't get ready for football not playing football.
Yeah, but their coach was already yapping about all the plays. Mm-hmm. Kind of felt like he was setting you up for it.
Really? Okay. So I would like you to show me, right? I would like you to show me the 40 plays they run in practice at the intensity of a game. Because I got to tell you, I played a few years. I have never, ever run 40 plays in a preseason game. Maybe the last one. I mean, oh boy, here we go. Somebody didn't like what I had to say.
Brittany, where are your rats?
My rats are off the ship because I agree with you that Halfley is already setting it up for us not to see much of the starting unit. So as much as I want to see more, as much as I think that they should play more reps, I don't think that they are going to.
Doesn't feel like he's going in that direction.
No.
Doesn't feel like it. Give us one more, Jennifer.
Well, we have a six-year-old pub that is named Ginny Lou, and he has won this year's World Ugliest Dog Contest.
Wow. Can I see this ugly pug?
Yeah.
Wow.
No, he's so cute.
I don't think he's the ugliest, I've got to say. I think he's cute.
I had a Shar Pei when I was in Cleveland. That's an ugly dog.
That was a Shar Pei.
Was it the
I didn't realize it because I thought, oh, this dog's going to be so ugly as cute. But they're Japanese fighting dogs, and they're mean as hell.
Yeah, they are. They're very aggressive.
Very mean.
Very aggressive.
And the reason why the skin is that way is because they always get in fights. And, man, that looks like Tobin chasing down a buffet.
Jesus, dude.
Wow.
You act like you.
Did you see Schmeathan's comment?
Schmeathan? Yeah, he can go to hell.
Leroy said that. He didn't read that.
Schmeathan. I didn't read it.
Schmeathan says, Scooby must have not entered this year.
It's not funny, Tobin.
It's a little funny.
How would you feel if someone said that about your Sunny Bunny?
I mean, it just wouldn't be objectively true. She's the most beautiful dog in the world.
My dog is gorgeous.
Have you seen Sunny Bunny? She's adorable.
No, actually, I've never seen Sunny
Bunny. No, you never show.
Yeah, you just talk about her. She's kind of an anomaly.
She's gorgeous. Nobody's cuter than Sunny Bunny. Certainly not. Certainly better looking than that stupid pug, Ginny Lou.
I thought you were about to say Scooby.
No.
Yeah.
The only thing I feel bad with Scooby is Scooby doesn't want to be wearing his outfits.
He loves his outfits. Let's relax there.
I'm rats off a ship. I feel like having World's Ugliest Dog Contest is mean.
That's so mean. Someone said I have a pug face.
They're just being nasty.
Okay, let me see. Ready? Jennifer, do this.
No.
She wasn't going to fall for that, Leroy.
I wanted to see if you had a pug face.
Leroy.
Okay.
Let's be real. The only thing we might have in common is big eyes, okay?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, you got the big eyes.
You know what? I know who I am. You can't make me feel bad. Sorry.
Sunny Bunny name sounds like she had a good time at Penn State.
My dog does not do cocaine.
He does iguanas.
Oh, she'll kill an iguana. She's shredded those open like a pincushion. Loves it.
I think the dogs just want to play and they shake them.
Yep.
Except my dogs went out there and one of them actually ate half of it. So
that's so disturbing. I could never look at my dog the same if they did that.
If they ate an iguana?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Because that's disturbing.
Well, because I think they split it because one ate part of it and the other one had the other half in his mouth shaking it.
That is
funny, Bunny.
So they're Bonnie and Clyde? Like, what's wrong with them?
The iguana crossed the threshold. That's it. It's go time.
That's terrifying.
Telling you, man. She's vicious. Doesn't like reptiles. Everybody else rats off a ship on the ugly dog?
Yes, because it's me.
Yes.
He's not even ugly.
He's kind of ugly. No, he's not.
He is not. I've seen uglier pugs than that.
Stupid tongue doesn't even fit in his mouth.
That's adorable.
It's not adorable.
That's so cute.
Walking around with his tongue out.
Poor thing. He didn't ask for that to happen.
No. There's uglier pugs. Like I've seen uglier pugs.
Yeah, actually.
Marcos is human pug. Happy birthday, pug.
Happy birthday.
Oh, he's so cute. Stop.
No, I don't like calling dogs ugly, nor do I like calling babies ugly.
Some babies are ugly.
No, wow. We're not doing that. That's so mean.
You'd open fire on insults on a baby over a puppy?
Sometimes.
That's crazy.
I can't do that.
That's Rats Off a Ship, everybody. We'll take a break. We're back after this.